Thank you, Craig. Craig came out here just to come. He's been traveling the country. He's been giving of his time sleeplessly on, what do you call it, time zone shift, all of that, nonstop to tell this story to people. And now we have a responsibility. We heard this. We have to take it out and tell the world. I want to, our next speaker I heard from reliable sources, from people who are out flyering all around the neighborhood, piqued a lot of interest among especially the students in this area. He's made numerous contributions to stage and screen, was nominated for a Tony Award for his critically acclaimed performance in Awake and Sing. Many of you know him from his performances in movies such as Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind or Rumor Has It. He's also someone who has courageously put himself where everybody should right now, on the side of truth and the side of the people. In January, he sent us a beautiful message, which we played at protests there, and we're still getting phone calls and emails about because of its courageous honesty. I welcome Mark Ruffalo.
I really don't want to be up here tonight. I want to believe that the people we chose to lead our country are doing it in a way that is responsible, fair, and in the interest of the people who put them in office. I want to believe that the checks and balances that our forefathers sacrificed their lives and well-being for, that document that has held this country together for so long and has guarded us from tyranny, the Constitution, would be upheld by those leaders and they would treat it with the same devotion that those who wrote it did. I want to live my life and spend my time with my children and my family and friends and go to sleep at night sweetly, knowing that I live in America and that this system with all its problems works. I want to believe that our government cares for the whole, represents the whole, and not just a few. I don't want to be up here today. But I know that I have to be up here, and I'm up here for my children and your children, and I'm up here as a citizen of the United States of America. Because this administration that has come into power by seemingly more and more questionable means does not represent the whole, is not devoted to the Constitution, and ultimately does not represent the people. I don't want to be up here today, but I feel that I have exhausted the way that we have been taught to effect change in the way our government conducts itself. I'm here because we, the people, are not being heard. I have voted, I have called, I have wrote letters, I have given of myself with my time and my money, and still we have a government that refuses to respect the Constitution. A government that engaged in a war with a legal justification, a government that abandoned its own during Hurricane Katrina. A government that now condones torture, a government that favors big corporation before it favors my children and yours. Step down, Mr. Bush. We are not torturers. Step down, Mr. Bush. We are not war profiteers. Step down, Mr. Bush. We care for our children and for our poor. Step down, Mr. Bush. We uphold our Constitution. Step down, Mr. Bush. We are not Republicans or Democrats or independents or socialists or communists or green. We are not black or white. We are not red or blue. We are Americans, and we demand you step down. Now, I'm scared to death. I'm scared shitless. I had a dream last night in my fit of fear that I was with Bush, which that's how I knew it was a dream. And he was telling me about all the great things he's doing in the world for the world, which was the other reason I knew it was a dream. And I stopped him and I said, listen, I just want you to know right now, before this goes any further, that I think that war is absolutely repugnant and it's an affront to the entire soul of the human race. And he looked at me and he started to laugh. And I said to him, yeah, go ahead and laugh, but you know in your heart what I'm saying is true. And he stopped laughing and he looked at me, frightened, and he began to shrink into this golem, if you will. And I just thought that I've been thinking about it all day, and I thought that that was a that's what happens when truth speaks to power. So thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for coming out here today. We need a lot more prominent voices like these, like Mark Ruffalo, like Olympia Dukakis, to come out and speak out for what is right.